welcome to another episode of Outspoken with Eden Halves, where there are no holes barred. Quick disclaimer, there is going to be sexual references, foul language, and alcohol consumption in this episode. You can find this podcast every Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Today's episode is sponsored by Wine 52 and Wild. Without further ado, our guest today needs no introduction. We are joined by Elfie herself.
Oh my God. Well...
You are the most entertaining person to watch. I was just saying to her before we started, all I do is watch you 24/7. I'm so like obsessed with your life that but you can be doing nothing and I'm just watching. Like, it's just so interesting. And everyone you attract, like, you get so many people watching you.
I have no idea why.
Let me pour you a glass of wine. Why do you think that is why? Wine 52, people?
Get me pissed.
www.wine52.com/Eden. If you want to get fucked up like Elfie, people, I'm filling you up here.
Thank you.
Right, we are going to get the absolute tea, guys.
There you go.
It's red as well. I want you to be crawling out of here. Your tail between your legs, whimpering.
That tastes nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
This one is nice. From, it's a Dehma.
That's good.
Syrah. And it's 14%.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so I was saying to you before, I don't want to like straight away get to the drama. I want to... Mm. Know you as a person, because I know that you have lots of struggles and you're very good at putting on a facade,
yeah,
everything, but I want to go all the way back to your childhood.
Oh, we shall.
What happened from you when you were younger? What was your childhood like growing up?
So basically I kind of just started singing. So when I was in primary school, I just started singing. My first song I ever sung was Simon Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first song I ever learned. Okay. And then I kind of started just to love that song, and then I became obsessed with it, and then I got told to sing in my school assembly.
Mm-hmm. And I was just saying to Ellis before this, your voice is amazing. And I know people are like, okay, she keeps singing Defying Gravity. I fucking love it. And your voice is really good, Elfie. I know you let sometimes trolls affect you, but when I listen to you, you have a really, really good voice.
Thank you.
So carry on.
Actually the sweetest. Thank you. Well, obviously the teacher saw something in me when I was little. So I was taught to sing in the school assembly, and I basically just kind of started to like feel the music in a way.
Yeah.
And basically, I just started to feel like a love for theatre. So I kind of started to audition for my school plays and stuff, which is really cool. So I got the nativity and I wanted the main part, but I never got it.
What did you want to be?
I wanted to be, when I was little, I wanted to be Mary.
Oh, I was Mary. I was. I got a little photo.
I was a fucking sheep.
Did you get a line?
No.
Oh, or a song?
I was just like this.
Oh, no.
I know. I was literally just like...
So do you remember your life at home? Like,
yeah.
What was it like? Because you're quite, you're going around it and you're not...
No, yeah. So, it was, my mum's a single mother, so she kind of just grew up, as a single mother. So, mm-hmm. Fair place to her, honestly. I can't even imagine. I would never want to be a mother, sorry, but never. Pardon me. I'm sorry. It's the wine, it's hitting me. She's... I was I grew up with quite a lot of, bullying. Mm-hmm. From my family, but also from my school. Mm-hmm. And my mum showed a lot of support as well, she did. And she just kind of got stressed. I think she just got very stressed in that, and she took out the stress on me a bit. Mm-hmm. But that's... what a lot of single mothers can do, unfortunately, and that does unfortunately suck. But in school I got extremely bullied. I was bullied for my eyes. People hated my eyes. Yeah. I don't know why. They said I was always wearing eyeliner, and I didn't know what makeup was. I thought it was just a girl thing, because back then I was hiding. So you know, I didn't really fully know and understand myself about anything. I didn't know I was a boy or a girl back then. I was just kind of in the moment. Mm. And then, you know, as I grew up, I just started to like more girly things. Mm-hmm. So I had more attraction to like makeup or skirts. And I actually asked my friend in primary school, I remember this, can I wear your school shoes? Yeah. I wanted to wear my friend's school shoes. And I had like a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I had like seven. I know, I had seven girlfriends in primary school. And I was like, but I had no attraction to them. They were all my friends.
Really?
So yeah, because we were all doing like kissing under the table and stuff. Mm. Like, and I was like, it's not for me. Yeah. Like, you know, I always...
Give me that dick.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. We'll have all the grind. But you know what I mean? But basically, like, it's just basically like, you know, kissing under the table and just basically moved on with that. And, you know, it was just, but then I just said to them, like, you're just more my friends. Yeah. More my friends. Like, I'm not attracted.
So do you like labels? Mm. Like, do you label yourself or are you just you?
I'm just me.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm just a girl. That's what I say. I'm a girl. I'm proud. And, you know, I've always known I was trans since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. So like when I was like 5 to 6 growing up, it's kind of hard to understand because people who don't understand, they'll never understand because then
they just won't.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to have an open mind.
It is.
But we're very lucky for the world that we're in.
Yeah.
Because it can come with a lot of shit, but there's a lot of understanding. There's a lot of open mindedness. Like, my brain doesn't even think like what or like anything. Like, I just accept everybody, whatever they want to be. Like, you could come in here and be like, I'm the fridge. I'd be like, sweet, open up. Do you know what I mean? You've got a drink in you. Like, there's no like judgment at all.
I love you. No, honestly, I mean, I say I accept everyone as long as you don't hurt anyone. And that's what I say, like, because like it's so important to.
Well, let's move on to that.
Yeah.
Because you've had quite a few scandals, naughty Elfie. Fancy a free case of wine? No, I'm joking. You know what to do. You can get a case of mixed, red only, or white only, and you will make burps just like Elfie there.
This type of wine is from Rhone Valley, which is in France. Remember to go to www.wine52.com/Eden to get your free case today.
Next. Get it now.
So if you head to www.wine52.com/Eden, you will get a beautiful case filled with 3 bottles of your favourite wines, always different regions as well. So if you want to be, you know, intelligent, then go for that. All you have to do is just cover the postage cost of £8.95.
Slay what you want to slay.
Lloyd and I have been subscribed to Wine 52 for a while now because it's always good to have as well. My mum loves a red. So if there's any time we have to head over to mum's, we always go for a red. Mum, you're welcome. And it also comes with Glug magazine. So if you want to learn all about different wines, regions, all of that, become a connoisseur. Wine 52. After your first free case, you will join the monthly wine club. If you want to cancel, you can cancel at any time. So you can pause it or you can just get fucked up for life, which I suggest. So remember, that is www.wine52.com/Eden to claim your free case of wine today.
Full-bodied and delicious.
I'm a naughty new.
You are very naughty.
I am. I'm sorry.
And there are some things that, well, I've said to you before, haven't
I?
I'm
course.
Like, I love you, but you shut up. Basically.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%, a million.
What is the one thing that you regret saying the most online?
The one thing I regret the most is, I think I regret about the Tourette's thing, 100%.
Yeah. Speak about that fully, openly.
Yeah, 100%.
This is in no judgment.
I fully do suffer with anxiety ticks. I generally do, so 1,000,000%, and I'm getting that seen too, and I always will be, I say that off live, on live, like even to any of my friends who have seen me. It's not a view thing, it's just a general thing. When I'm actually scared, I do tick.
Okay.
So I said I had Tourette's uneducatedly. So I remember saying I had Tourette's. I shouldn't have said that at all. I really shouldn't have. And I didn't realize how much of an impact that would cause on a community. So I do really apologize for that.
Well done.
And, you know, I wanted to just say, like, because I spoke to someone with Tourette's and they told me that tics, you know, there could be so many reasons why I have tics. It's not just Tourette's, because I thought that was just the reason, and I shouldn't have said that, because I said it very uneducatedly and very stupidly on TikTok. be careful what you say on TikTok. Seriously, fuck how.
Especially
honestly,
if you're live. You literally messaged me last month.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go live anymore. And I think ever since then, you've been live 24/7 since you said that to me.
Yeah.
But you also touched on autism.
Yeah, so the autism thing, that is true. So the autism thing, I'm being referred, and I've actually been waiting. So I went to CAMHS, right? And I actually didn't originally go for autism. I went for anxiety, but they saw traits of autism in me.
But you're over 18.
Yeah, so I went to CAMHS ages ago before I was 18. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically they had to refer me to an adult service, and then I'm still waiting for that, which is actually fucking annoying.
Well, what I'd suggest to you is you're fucking minted now, and we'll move on to that.
Yeah.
But go private. It is literally, it might benefit you more because it gets done quickly. Also, most recently, you spoke about sexual assault.
Yeah.
And I condemn you because you have... very brave to speak up about that as a victim myself.
Yeah, fucking sucks.
I haven't been able to speak for years about it. I didn't tell anyone apart from my mum and the police.
Bless you.
So how you're able to speak about it the next day, like, do you feel comfortable speaking about it?
Yeah, no, honestly, I just became numb to it. I've been so hurt so many times. I was bullied in school. I was sexually assaulted in school. So in year 7, a guy tried to rape me. It's true. And then, you know, I pissed myself in class and I got called pissy pants for 3 years after that. So that was nice.
Horrible.
Yeah. And then after that, you know, I got sexually assaulted in Barnstable. So in a place like, I'm not going to mention the club name for that, but it was in a club and, you know, it was just horrible. And then, so I've been taken advantage of loads of times. Also, hookups as well. Like, I've been to hookups and they've never left and they threatened to hurt me. So, you know, I've been through quite a lot of shit. So I've become so numb to it. I can just talk about it because my body's protecting me from losing it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I can deal with it, because talking about it kind of helps. Mm. It gets off my chest. So yeah. And that's, and it happened to me at OMG because that's publicly open. And OMG staff were absolutely incredible. They actually helped me out. You know, there's a whole investigation. He's been arrested. It's all waiting, you know. And sexual assault is never a joke. Like, what happened last night, like, it, no one should ever joke about that. That's why I called her out for that. Like, EQ.
I'll say something controversial. I do love Evil Queen when she's not doing her act, because she has stuck up for me so much in so many circumstances and spoke to us privately. But I do not agree, and she might watch this and know that I will never gift, I will never involve myself if she's saying things like this. And I can't believe that is ever joked about, because it's horrifying, and it's, you can hear, it's not something that's funny.
No, thank you. Yeah, that means a lot. Yeah. No, I literally
don't know. Aren't in your brain, and they're constantly saying you're lying, and that must be really invalidating for you because you're
trying. It fucking annoys me. Yeah. It actually fucking annoys me, because, like, seriously, like, off live, like, I would just be saying the same thing to you, like, without the cameras here, you know, like, it fucking sucks because
you're very, very resilient, because you haven't been on here for very long.
No.
And you have got more resilience than me, because it, for you, it's 24/7. And it's not constructive criticism. It's about your appearance, who you are, what you identify as. You're lying about this. You're lying about that. Like, it must take its toll. Do you ever click off, like, turn off the live and just sit there like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I'm like that sometimes. Like, I get off live and I'm like, either sometimes I'm like, what have I just fucking said? Or
you're just scared for the screen recording, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, I hope they didn't hear that. And then it comes up. It's like, oh.
No, yeah, because, like, when I get a lot of trolls on my live stream, I react, and I shouldn't, and I love it.
What was it we were watching? Oh. And she's like, fuck off!
Oh,
shit.
I'm getting
everyone
pissed.
Leave me alone!
I'm getting pissed now.
Yeah, fucking drink it, Elfie. This is a safe space. So the first time I properly saw you, I think I must have seen you before, but it's when the hair extension thing happened. And is that where you'd say you grew the most?
I remember when I, you mean on followers?
Yeah, or on the app.
Or on the app. So I basically, when I started growing, I basically grew more in my flat. So when I was, like, singing Defying Gravity and doing, like, things, you know, doing cosplays and stuff, dancing, performing, doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started to really blow up.
Yeah.
And then I was singing and then in public, because I was struggling with my bills, right? So I was struggling to pay for my flat. So then I went out and I was going to busk. Mm-hmm. So I busked and I had my, I got hate crimed on live and my wig got snatched off my head.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah. That's how I got big from that incident. And that got me over 30,000 followers, crazy amount of people. And I mean, I didn't even expect that, to be honest, but then I didn't want to be famous for that. I didn't want to get fucking well known for having my fucking hair snatched off my head.
What did you want to be well known for?
Singing. That's all I want to do. That's all.
And that's all you want to do now?
Yeah, like, I just
want
to...
You don't want to be involved in all this?
No, it's not my thing. I don't fuck off with that shit.
Like, you're at CLA's house all the time, and the police are being called. You must feel so unsafe all the time, because you don't know, because... I know that she struggles mentally as well. So
yeah,
one day's going to be fine. One day she's going to be like, get out of my house.
Yeah,
that's not safe for you.
No, it's just because, you know, it's not because I want to surround myself with people who like theatre.
I love theatre. I've been theatre for years.
Oh my God.
Not musical, but just like Amdram.
Yeah, I even like plays. I love all that. It's just all positive. It's all accepting and stuff. And that's why I love theatre. And I feel like my mum said this to me. She said, TikTok has been a massive... amazing practice for you, because if you want to audition for the West End, you've got all that thick skin now.
Yeah,
because you can handle rejection, you can handle being fucking judged.
Yeah,
and you know, and I've had so much. I've been told to trigger warning. I've been told to go kill myself. I've been told to go off myself. You like, honestly, there's so many fucking DMs I've gotten. It's just absolutely insane.
But I don't know if you agree with me. It's just quite numbing at that point.
It is.
It doesn't affect you.
It is. It's so numbing. Like,
okay. Because they don't. Necessarily, they don't mean it. They're just saying it to get a reaction.
They're saying it to get a reaction.
That is literally, I love she's just getting pissed.
What
are we
going
to get out of her? It's just very, like, numbing. It's like, I read these things and it's just mindless. Like, the nice people attract me more.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, fuck off. Like, so I want you to keep that mindset and just know that, like, I don't agree with a lot of things that you've said. But I know that I know people make mistakes, and you just have to move forward. And I want you to keep that thick skin and that resilience, because it's so important. Because the second you fall, it's great to watch.
Yeah, people love to watch people fall. It's true. Like I've seen, because when I was growing up, I saw James Charles get cancelled.
Yes. What did he do?
I don't know.
He's groomy, isn't he?
Yeah, apparently. And I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah, Shane Dawson, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
Star,
I saw it all. I saw it all. And people just...
relentless.
Loved seeing that. Mm. But then part of me saw like a lot of... Because I see things different from a different point of view. I see the good in everyone.
Yeah.
That's just me. And I can't imagine how he felt from all that hate.
No.
You know, I can't fucking imagine. I can't imagine how Jeffrey Star felt. You know, it's because we're all human, you know. Yeah. We're not just objects through a screen. And... it's a crazy world, because I never thought in my life I would get this kind of fucking attention.
Mm.
I thought maybe I could maybe try and get into a drama school and hopefully succeed and maybe get followers that way. But I never thought TikTok could be my, like, the way for that. Because
it's with so many people.
It is so crazy. So I have so many contacts in the West End now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm talking to so many Elphabas and Wicked. Already said hello, nice to see you again, Elphabat. And I'm
oh my god, I saw that live stream when you're at the stage door. What people don't realise is that's very common.
Yeah.
When you go to see a musical, afterwards, there's so many people waiting by the stage door.
100%.
You probably go every single day. But there's like but there is people that go every single day. Like, and I watched that and I was like, why are they calling you? Like, why are they saying all of this? And like, you went to a club, didn't you, where she was?
Yeah, and she publicly opened that, and she said it was a gig, and I went, yes, yeah, slay. Laura Pick.
Oh, yeah. Lucy Jones. What's her name?
Lucy Jones is amazing. Yeah, she's awesome. But I went to go see Laura Pick in a lovely show, just to show her my support, because she's amazing, and she's just, her voice is amazing. Oh my God. And, you know, she started getting hit online. I was like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. So I messaged her.
Yeah.
And she was so understanding. She's just the sweetest. She messaged me saying, like, no, absolutely fine. We've got no problems. Like,
yeah.
And she, yeah, so we're all good. And she follows
because people
me.
People start a narrative, don't they?
They do. They the love to start drama. Like, yeah. Fuck off. Don't ruin my fucking career, bitch.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to ask. Tell me about these rankings and money and everyone weeklies.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because when I went live, it was nothing to do with battles and weeklies. Explain everything to me.
Absolutely, of course. Yeah. So basically, like, I didn't even know. When I first went live, I was 17, right? Yeah. So I was just kind of singing, doing my thing. And then the person who introduced me to rankings was actually EQ. Mm. So she introduced me and I was like, what is this rankings? And she basically said you can get gifts on live to get up on the leaderboard. And I kind of just learned from there.
What's a leaderboard? What do you get? Like, what?
You get money.
What, like, in lump sum?
Yeah, you can get thousands.
What's the most you've got?
The most I've got was probably this week.
How much was it?
$6,000.
It's just brilliant, isn't it? The money that you can make on here. So...
And honestly, people at number one, I think 5 million diamonds, someone's earned this week $30,000.
Have you ever been number one?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I will get there one day. I will, hopefully. But like, I've got enough money to now get surgery, so I cannot wait. Yes. I'm very grateful for that.
So do you want full surgery?
So full surgery, I want to grow my tits.
Yeah, me too.
Bottom set. I love that for you, Slay. I don't know about my bottom though, because it's such a massive surgery, so it's very, very scary.
Yeah,
and it's live. You're literally flipping your whole body upside down. That's insane. So I don't know about that one.
titties.
Yeah. I want vocal surgery to sound higher. So like, when I get vocal surgery, if we ever talk again, you might even you'll hear me like in a higher voice like yours.
And defying gravity will be up a chord.
Yeah, in chest voice.
Yeah.
Chest voice, not falsetto. God.
I love it so much. Have you brought your hat with you?
No, I haven't.
My favourite thing is when like people are like, no, and you're like, here we go.
Yes. do you know, that's what I love. Defying Gravity is the best thing in the world.
I was playing it before she came, wasn't I? I was like listening to it and I was like, oh my God, yeah, this is a song she sings.
But it's such a good song. I mean, who doesn't love Defying Gravity? You're living under a rock. Ariana Grande is in the new movie.
She is, isn't she?
She is.
I sent you that, didn't I? When she was talking about being the new...
Glinda.
Glinda. I hate to tell you this, but I've never seen Wicked.
How dare you?
I love The Wizard of Oz. Is it like The Wizard of Oz? But the witches.
So... It's basically like, so it's the Untold Story of the Witches of Oz. I'm pissed as fuck.
Are you?
I'm pissed. I'm fucking feeling it right now. Jesus Christ, that's good wine. Damn. Girl, okay. I mean, slay what you want to slay and let a slay slow.
For all you stinky fuckers out there.
Me. Sorry. Carry on, darling.
For all you smelly bastards, I've got a little deal for you. Wild deodorant. I need that right now. The weather's getting hotter. We're all sweating. We all stink. And we need some beautiful deodorant.
Yes.
And Wild is the best because it is completely natural. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm very sensitive to chemicals. So natural deodorants are the best for me. You can also get limited edition cases. I think you get your name on them as well. I might be wrong there. So it comes in all different scents. My favorite is fresh cotton. I just love that fresh kind of vibey smell. Get an aluminium case for life. And the deodorant inside is biodegradable because, as you can tell here, we love to be green. You can either join the flexible monthly subscription or you can just buy it as a one-off. It's completely up to you. Wild refills can either be posted directly to your house or you can find them in Sainsbury's, Boots, and Waitrose. They are fully customizable orders. You can choose your own color, case, and scent. Eco-friendly and all natural ingredients because the world's ending. Get 40% off your first order when you use code Eden at checkout. So all you have to do is head to wearewild.com and use code Eden for 40% off at checkout. Right, give me some tea. So Is there ever a point where, like, you're all arguing and it's all, like, thousands of people watching and then it's, like, it's actually set up? Like,
no.
Are you like, I'm going to do this, so you do that?
No.
No, it's all very real.
It's all very real sometimes for me. Like, I was told last night she wanted to set me up. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to carry on with it.
You were told she wants to set you up.
Yeah, she's like, get all the cash, darling, get all the cash and stuff. Have the cash and do this and that. But I was just like, no, I don't stand with EQ saying that to me.
Mm.
I don't stand with her saying I deserve to be essayed.
No.
Fuck that. I'm sorry. I don't care. I love you, Chelsea Liar, but you're not... Honestly, you should be friends with EQ. You shouldn't. She's a bad influence on her. Honestly, I'm saying that for a fact because, like, if Chelsea had better people in her life, trust me, she'd be a way better person.
Is she ever, like... Because, like, it seems to me whenever I watch her, she's very, like, roots and booyaka, like...
Yeah.
Is there ever times where she's like, should we go for dinner somewhere nice or, like...
Yeah, she's like
she
that.
Does she talk normally?
Yeah, she's really lovely. Honestly, like, people...
Is it, like, a bit of an act when she goes live?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah, like... When she gets drunk, though, off live, she does say Roots Boyaka. So she does do that. I do it. She's fucking contagious.
You can't not, can you?
No, it's like, Roots, darling, Roots. I have all the Boyakas.
She's always like,
No, honestly, like, but, you know, that's what she has an impact on. She's quite funny. She makes people's days, which is true. And that's why I like Chelsea Art, you know. But she needs to surround herself, people that support her.
So do you.
Thank you.
Who would you like to be around?
You're nice. I like
that. I'm in enough trouble. Thank you very much, Alfie. I think
bless you.
Do you imagine me and you do a duet?
Oh my God, that'd be a say. That'd be a say.
What song can we duet right now?
Define Gravity.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't if I tried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good, isn't she? Actually, to end this, because we can do like a part two, but you were running late because she's a late bitch. Can you sing Defying Gravity for us?
Of course, can I have the music?
I'm so excited. I've got fucking fanny flutters, butterflies.
Okay, I'm drunk singing this.
Right. Ah! Defying Gravity, karaoke.
Yeah, have you got it on the speaker?
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay, I'll have to do it for a phone.
Yeah, okay, here we go. What is it? Alfredo. Wait, acapella.
Acapella.
Right, I'll give you the phone. I'm so excited.
Here we go. Okay.
You're not expecting. She's really good. Right, here you go.
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Actually, this is the wrong one. Can I put the right one on? Thank you. I'm such a weirdo, honestly.
I've loved having you here.
Thank you for watching Eden Halves. Only at NHS. Sorry, only on Spotify and YouTube.
And Apple
Music.
Right, sing us out,
I'm
LP.
Drunk, I'm drunk. Okay, here we go, let's do it.
How's she gonna get home?
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I am the one you want, it's me. It's me. I'm pissed, so that is like drunk singing.
I loved it. Thank
That's
you
my drunk singing.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Really
before we Thank end, you. Is there anything you want to say to anyone?
Be yourself. Don't let anyone pick on you. And just be you, honestly. Like, you're gorgeous in every single way. Be accepted, respected, and all marginalized communities, you are valid to me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to ask you, if you're on death row, what would your starter, main, and dessert be?
Oh, men.
Oh, you smashed that, Elfie. Well done.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode. A big thank you to Y52 and Wild for sponsoring this podcast.